It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 24th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The beauty of a footnote in a book or an article is that finding the original source usually just requires a trip to the library. But as more and more literature lives and is born online, there's a growing problem, big enough that some of the most prestigious institutions in the country are banding together to try and better preserve that literature. They launched something called PERMA this month. A man who helped on the project is our friend at Harvard, Jonathan Zittrain. How the heck are you?
Very well, thank you. Good to be talking.
So tell me about PERMA.
Well, PERMA is meant to address a distinct problem in scholarship. With the rise of the internet and the web, a lot of sources are just found easily online, one click away. So that's largely great progress. On the other hand, stuff on the internet is exactly one click away until it isn't. There's no guarantee that they're going to stay where they are.
Some of these things exist only, perhaps, on the internet.
Correct. And then once they're gone, they don't exist anywhere. We're looking to figure out a means of archiving that is targeted by the author or editor of an article to the sources that may evaporate. And that's a system called PERMA. At the moment, it's a joint project of about 30 libraries around the world. And PERMA is a site you can go to at perma.cc. Punch in a link that you're about to cite to in your article, and PERMA will archive it, show you a picture of what you are meaning to cite to. Yes, this is the actual source, I mean, and hand you back a link to PERMA. And PERMA will ultimately be echoed among multiple libraries, and you can go to any one of them and see what you are missing if the original link should rot.
Basically, these links will now hopefully exist forever unless the PERMA servers go down.
Well, that's right. And that's why ultimately PERMA is to be networked among multiple libraries, including the Internet Archive and the Digital Public Library of America. But it's putting the heft of those multiple libraries, libraries like the Bodleian at Oxford, libraries in Australia, libraries in the United States. It's putting their energy and commitment behind saving it forever. And those are organizations that are used to thinking in very long now kinds of terms.
Jonathan Zittrain is co-founder of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society and, of course, a friend of the show. Jonathan, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
And before we go, a few bits of Apple news. Yes, you can reportedly use the new biometric home buttons to register and unlock new iPhones with cat paws and parts of the body I won't mention. Also, yes, a European hacking group claims it has hacked the fingerprint scanner already with an arduous process involving latex and dust. A website had offered a $10,000 reward for the hack, but they haven't paid it out yet. To get the cash, you got to do it in under 5 minutes. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.